In 4 days, the long presidential campaign comes to an end, and the candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, are swinging away at each other with vigor. Yesterday, both stumped in North Carolina and took their shots.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
The best way to repudiate the bigotry and the bluster and the bullying and the hateful rhetoric and discrimination is to show up with the biggest turnout in American history.
Here with us this morning to talk about the final days of the campaign is our political team, political analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
You know, everyone's seen the polls showing Trump gaining in the last week or so nationally and in swing states. The WBUR poll in New Hampshire this week had him up by 1 point, which is pretty much a dead heat. Another poll in New Hampshire had him up by several points, and one other had him tied in New Hampshire. All of this follows the email investigation announcement this week by FBI Director James Comey. How much damage did that do to the Clinton campaign, given what's happening with the polls? Dan Payne, you go first.
What Comey's ill-advised and ill-timed announcement did was arrest Hillary Clinton's momentum, and it destroyed what looked like for her was going to be a crushing victory. I mean, pre-Comey, she was ahead in all the states that Obama won, plus states that Democrats rarely win, like Georgia, Texas, and Arizona. Those states have moved back into Trump's column or are now toss-ups.
I agree. The Comey story stopped the momentum Hillary Clinton had. She was on the verge of seeming inevitable, with many Republicans ready to throw in the towel. So the FBI injected hope and energy into Trump's campaign. A lot of the impact of that controversy was the way the national media played the story. Nothing new was revealed about Clinton, but the association with Anthony Weiner and the Republican claim that the FBI was reopening its investigation made it seem like she was guilty of something new and scandalous. So the story hurt Clinton and gave a big boost to Trump.
Dan, some believe that the Comey effect might have moved soft support away from Clinton, but didn't actually help Trump that much. How do you see it?
Well, momentum is a powerful thing in campaigns, and Comey took away Clinton's momentum and for a day or two shifted it to Trump. Now, in typical fashion, Trump is acting like he's already won the election. In fact, he's only won a couple of days of news coverage that showed him bragging like a schoolyard bully. Now, what happens at the end of campaigns is undecided voters, and I can't imagine who those would be in this race, realize that they have to choose. Some of them have decided that they've had enough of what Bernie Sanders called Clinton's damn emails.
Todd Domke, are Trump's gains due to skeptical Republicans coming home in the past few days and deciding they're going to vote for Trump instead of staying home on Election Day or voting for Clinton or voting for the Libertarian ticket?
Yes, I think the tightening of the race is mostly Trump winning support of some anti-Clinton Republicans, wavering voters who were willing initially to support the Libertarian Party candidate, Gary Johnson. Many of them moved to Trump. It's not a big number, just a few points, but it's a large fraction of Johnson's support, and his gradual decline has helped Trump more than Clinton.
Back to the big picture on the campaign trail, what's Trump doing correctly now? And I ask because in the last week, he seems much more controlled, more on message, much less bombast on.
Yes, he's back to being teleprompter Trump again. But it's not so much that Trump is on message. It's just I don't think we notice we've gotten used to his saying these outrageous things. For example, yesterday he seemed to call President Obama stupid when he said, quote, "We are led by stupid people and one of them is campaigning too much," end quote. In the old days, we would say that's outrageous, he's insulting and disrespectful toward our president. But now we just say that's Donald Trump.
Dan Payne, what's Hillary Clinton doing correctly right now?
Well, she's continuing to battle Trump to keep raising doubts about his temperament. You know it's hurting Trump because he keeps saying he has the best temperament of any candidate ever. She's also running TV spots that remind people how volatile and foul-mouthed and hot-tempered Trump is, using his own words. One thing the Clinton campaign has done well recently is publicize that Trump just got the support of the official newspaper of the Ku Klux Klan.
The Electoral College map seems to show possible path for Donald Trump to 270 now, the number necessary to become president, whereas a week ago it frankly seemed pretty hopeless for him, said many of the pundits. Do you view it that way? Clinton vulnerable? Does Trump have a chance, Dan?
Well, if I had to choose whose hand to play, I'd take Hillary Clinton's in a New York minute. I did a quick computation, a worst-case scenario, and came up with 287 electoral votes out of the 270 you need to win. On the upside, she could hit well north of 300. I mean, she has the better surrogates, more money, and the only get-out-the-vote operation.
All right, Todd, your view on this.
Yes, Clinton has a nicely paved wide path to get to that 270 electoral votes. She has to win Pennsylvania, where she's kept about a four-point lead, plus win North Carolina, and that would pretty much do it for her. But Trump has a narrow dirt path going uphill. He needs to win North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Iowa, and still pick up Colorado, now possible, or Wisconsin, which looks unlikely. So Hillary Clinton still has the big advantage.
All right, last two questions. The last weekend of this long campaign is upon us. Dan Payne, what does Hillary Clinton need to do as she makes her closing argument in the next few days to hold on?
She's got to keep fighting Trump, resist the well-wishers who will tell her to finish on a positive note. She has to keep the election a referendum on Trump's fitness to be commander-in-chief and not on her likability or trustworthiness. It's all about who do you want to have the nuclear codes.
All right. And Todd Domke, Trump's closing argument, what's he need to do in the final days to pull out an upset?
Well, Trump needs Clinton to make a gaffe or do something that's a blunder of some kind, or for a big news story to break that puts her in a bad light. His base of white, less educated, more rural men will turn out. They're highly motivated. But he needs to make inroads with suburban, more educated women. Otherwise, at least two of these close battleground states will go to the better organized get-out-the-vote campaign of Hillary Clinton, and she'll be the next president.
Republican Todd Domke, political analyst, part of our political team. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
You're welcome.
Both write for the Politicker section of our website, WBUR.org. Both will be back on Monday to wrap up our analysis of this campaign, and then both will be back Tuesday night for our election coverage, which starts at 7 p.m. here on WBUR.